Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of chromalin, found under the pulmonary section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to chromalin. As a reminder, this refers to one of seven medications used for asthma aimed to reduce inflammation and obstruction. These include corticosteroids, beta agonists, muscarinic antagonists, methylxanthine, chromalin, which has a sister drug of nitocromil, which is used similarly in asthma, as well as anti-leukotrienes and omalizumab. Now let's discuss chromalin in more detail. Its mechanism of action is that it is a mast cell stabilizer, so it prevents degranulation and subsequent release of inflammatory mediators. Clinically, it is used to treat asthma. There is an inhaled or nebulized form, and prophylaxis is the most common use. It is effective in preventing exacerbations if given 10 to 15 minutes before a known trigger, such as exercise, cold air, or animals. For maintenance, it is considered an alternative first-line therapy in mild persistent asthma. It is less effective than inhaled corticosteroids, but has fewer side effects. So it is useful in patients who cannot tolerate steroid side effects, such as recurrent respiratory infections, ear infections, or oropharyngeal thrush. It is used for systemic mastocytosis, especially in the oral form. It can be used to treat allergic rhinitis, especially in the nasal form. And it can also be used to treat vernal keratoconjunctivitis. For this, there is an ophthalmic form. Adverse effects of chromalin include a transient cough, which is seen in 20% of people, and pruritus or burning sensation of the nose. That's all for this review about chromalin. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.